Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our Heavenly King, our Savior, our friend, our confidant, our all in all, the lover of our souls, we come to you this morning thanking you, worshiping you, honoring, giving you praise and honor and glory. Father, we thank you so much for giving us a good night's sleep, a restful night, Lord, as you had your angels encamped around about us. We thank you, Lord, that you got us up this morning with you on our minds. Father, we thank you that we're starting our day out here on the TMC call. We thank you that you've given us a mandate to tame our tongues, Lord, to be mindful of the things we say and also what we do. Father, we thank you that we can get the nourishment that we need for our hearts, Lord, to help us to tame our tongues here on the TMC call. We thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you, Lord, for what they have poured into this call, Lord, the Master's call. And we thank you, Lord, that we have been enriched, enhanced, and empowered as believers as we walk through this. Now, Lord, we ask for special blessings upon their life today. You know what they stand in need of individually and collectively, Lord. And we ask, oh God, that you just pour out to them because they have poured out and been such a blessing to so many. We ask, oh God, that you also continue to bless the D.H. De Leon family, that they continue to hear your voice and a voice of the strangers they not follow, and that you order their footsteps, Lord, and shower them with your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you so much for our speaker, oh God, who will bring us a word this morning that we know will empower us. Lord, we know will enrich and enhance us, oh Lord. Father, we thank you that you have already downloaded a mighty word. Now, Father, we pray that you use the speaker mightily, all of you and none of the speaker, as we hear the word. Lord, let us not only be hearers, but doers as well. Now, bless our speaker, Lord, with kingdom blessings. The entire family, Lord, that you bless them. Now, Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name. Satan is not wanted on this call, has no authority over it, because this call is saturated with the blood of the Lamb. And we give you praise, Lord. It's protected, Lord, and every word will go forth with clarity. We thank you, Lord, for the great and the greater things that you have done, are doing, and will continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a Taming the Tongue day. Give someone a hug and show some love. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to first thank Minister Willa for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with a powerful word of prayer. And then, of course, I want to say good morning and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And I want to thank you all for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greeting. This call is all about the Master. And each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him. So again, we want to tell you a little bit about the call, and this call was started on October 2010, by two amazing women of God. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And when we know that when God gives a mandate, he also gives a mission. And our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know God is a God of order, we know that everything he does is founded on his word. And that scripture reference for the call is Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and if you want to listen to the current day's message, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website. That's themasterscall.net, That is themasterscall.net. And on that website, you can view any prayer objectives we have at the time. You can look at the bios of our speakers. And if you want to join the team, or if you're feeling led that the Lord has given you a word that is stored up in your belly, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa, our co-founder, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new MMC call, which was founded by our very own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and has now been turned over to a group of dynamic leaders throughout Artists International that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. Again, that number is 641-715-3865, access code 539-598-POUND. We are still in the midst of Artists International Project 5000 presentation call, and that is Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time and 9 p.m. Pacific Time. The next artist conference is June 11th in Houston, Texas. So look in your back office if you need more information. Registration is $25 until April 25th. So if you're interested in going, make sure you check your back office. I will now get out of the way so that the mouthpiece with the message can come forth and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is none other than Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. Co-Pastor Lewis was born in Las Vegas, Nevada on August 1st to a single teenage mother. Co-Pastor LaVonna seemed destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God used for her good. It was at a very young age that she knew her life was different from others and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in the church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost and at 14 began preaching the gospel at many churches around the Las Vegas area. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by 19. Together with her husband, Overseer Eugene Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries in 2004 with a mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backslider. Pastor LaVonna Lewis has over 12 years' experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, as well as serving alongside her husband as Anointed Tabernacles Assistant Pastor for 9 years. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, and she got her degree in special education, magna cum laude. On May 11, 2013, Pastor Lewis earned her second master's degree, a Master's of Divinity, with high distinction. She has also completed 1 year of coursework and her residency towards her doctorate in education. She had a successful radio ministry, traveled preaching the gospel, trained young people. She is a woman after God's own heart. So I present to some and introduce to other, none other than Pastor LaVonna Lewis. Co-Pastor, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. The floor is yours. Take it away.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless everyone who is on the call. We are grateful for you being here and starting your morning out. I am Pastor LaVonna Lewis from Las Vegas, Nevada, great city of Las Vegas, Nevada, where our headquarters of this beautiful company resides. And so I am proud to be a native Las Vegan and even more proud to be the mouthpiece for God, to be a spokesman for the amazing things that God has done. I come to you this morning sitting here, as I normally am, in the dark, bringing you light. That's going to be my new tagline, sitting in the dark, bringing you light, as now we are We are specific Pacific Standard Time, and the sun has not risen here in Las Vegas or on the West Coast. So, but I'm grateful to sit here, and as I'm going over the Word of God, as I'm thinking, God, what would you have me to bring your people? What do your people need to hear? The Lord dealt with me about Nehemiah. He's been talking to me about Nehemiah for quite some time, and in this, he's talking to me about change. And so here, you know, a lot of times change is difficult for us to accept, but it's something that we so desire, so want, so need. The saying goes that whatever you do over and over again, whenever you do something over and over again and expect a different result, you are now working and operating in insanity. And so for us to continue to go about our life the same way that we've consistently gone about life, and then always expecting when we get up the next day for a change, you are now going to drive yourself insane. And so here we look, if you look at Nehemiah, and you just look at the first chapter, and just looking at the first 1 through 11, the Bible says that Nehemiah, the son of Akaliah, in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that had survived the exile and also about Jerusalem. They said to me, those who survived the exile are back in the province, are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before God of heaven. Then I said, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God for who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant. That hear the prayer of your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly towards you. We have not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand. 11 says, Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in your revering of your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man. I was cupbearer to the king. And I want to look there. I want to go over just those 11 verses and just kind of pull out some nuggets that we can live by off just that. And so in reading this, we're talking now about change and how we have power to change. It is in our ability to change. If we sit and wait for somebody to bring change to us, we may be sitting forever. And a lot of times, unfortunately, we do that. Unfortunately, we sit back and we wait for somebody else to call us, or we wait for the husband, or we wait for the breakthrough, or we wait for the, you know, the opportunity to arise. And sometimes it just is a matter of you making that change for yourself. You have the power to change. We have the power to make change, not only just in our lives, but in the lives of people that are surrounding us, the lives of people who are interconnected with us, the lives of people who have come in contact with us. Now, one of the first things I love about this, as we extract out of this text, is that when he got the word, the first thing was he got word of what was going on with his people, with those who he loved so much. And they came back, and unfortunately, the news that was brought back to him was not good. They came and let him know that the people had been dispersed, and these are the diaspora Jews, what we call diaspora Jews, and now they're all over the land, and the, you know, husbands are separated from wives, and family, children are separated from mothers and fathers, and people are all scattered all abroad where they're so used to being with each other. And he said that they came to him and they told him about the wall being destroyed. The wall of Jerusalem is now broken down and the gates have been burned with fire. And so now he's upset. And the first thing he did was he had a very natural reaction. His natural reaction was that he sat down and he wept. And it was, he said it was some days that he would sit and mourn and everything. He was upset. It didn't just, he heard this bad news and he was like, oh, well, you know, life is going to be life, or, you know, that little saying that we tell ourselves to make ourselves feel better, you know, it is what it is. You know, we quick to say that, and that to make ourselves feel better about a situation. But he didn't go into that. He sat down and he cried and he mourned the loss, because this was a great loss. But I love the next step he made was the thing that we need to do. Don't take too long. Take your time to be upset. It's natural to be upset when you get some bad news. But the next step, don't stay there too long. My mother used to say all the time, when she was alive, she would tell me all the time, and my siblings, you can have your moment, but don't let your moment have you. And so the next step that he went into was he said that I begin to fast and pray before the God of heaven. And then these are the words that he said to him. And I love this example of what he was. And you can use this example. Sometimes you get into a place where you don't know what to say. God, I'm hurting and I'm upset and things are not working out like they're supposed to. But God, I don't even know what to say. Go ahead and borrow some words out of the scripture. That's what they're for. That there are prayers all through the Word of God. Go look through the Word of God and borrow some prayers. They're not copyrighted. You won't get a copyright infringement, you know, against you. So you can borrow some. So look, let's look and see what he said. He said, Lord, God of heaven, great and awesome God. He starts his prayer out with worship and telling God how good he is, who keeps covenant of love with those that you, whom you love, and who love you and keep your commandments. He did. He goes on to say, look, listen to me, God. Let your ear be attentive to and your eyes be open to hear the prayer of your servant. Hear what I have to say, God. So now he's beseeching God for his attention. And he goes on to say, look, I'm praying before you day and night for your servant. So I love also that he said, I'm not just coming on my behalf, God. This ain't just about me and my foe and no more. I need you, God, to do this for just for my people and for the rest, for my family and for the others. You know, how many times when you go before prayer do you tell God, look, God, I'm not just praying for me, God, but I'm praying for my family. I'm praying for loved ones. I'm praying for business owners. I'm praying for friends. I'm praying for constituents, for comrades, God. I'm even praying, God, for enemies. All right? I'm praying for confidants. So he goes on and he says that, and then I love the next thing he begins to say is, I confess the sins that we Israelites have done. I'm sorry, God. I repent, God, because we haven't been doing right by you. There's some things that we should have been doing that we didn't do, and you told us, you warned us, and I love how he goes even there. He says, we've acted wickedly towards you. In verse 7, we've acted wickedly towards you. We brought this on ourselves. Some trouble we're going through ain't just us being tried and going through. Some stuff we went through, we brought on ourselves. But God is such a righteous and awesome judge that he told him, he said, look, I remember the instruction you gave to your Moses servant. You warned us that if we messed up, this was going to happen. But God, I also remember, I love this, that he said, but you told us also that if we return to you, God, that you would bring us all back together. So God, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to return back to you. So here in his prayer, he starts with worship, and he acknowledges how good God is. He beseeches God for his ear and say, look, God, I need you to open your ears and open your eyes to what I'm getting ready to say. I need your attention because this is important. And then the next step he does in his prayer is he says, God, look, I'm so sorry, God, that we came against you. I'm sorry for the times that I didn't do what you told me to do. Or I'm sorry for the things I did that you told me not to do. And I'm not just praying this repentant prayer myself, but God, I'm asking, God, that you would look over all of your saints, all of us who have done wrong by you. God, forgive all of us and bring us back to the place that you told us you would bring us to, where we can be together and that we can serve your name and that we can be the remnant. We can be that. And I love how he ends in 11. He clearly says, again, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. We delight in you, God. Yes, we messed up. Yes, we made some mistakes, God. Yes, we weren't perfect in this situation. But it doesn't stop the fact that we still love you. We still love to revere your name. We still love to have high reverence and high respect for you, God. Listen to the prayers of us, God, and give your servant success today. Oh, my God, that's what we pray today. That's my prayer for you. Every ear, everyone who's listening to this call, everyone who's going to listen on the playback, on the replay, my prayer for all of us is that God would grant us success today. And he even goes into saying how, by granting us favor in the presence of man. What man? The one who's going to be able to give us the provision we need to rebuild this wall and to fix this thing and to bring the change that needs to be brought. Because if you go on to read a little later, I'm not out of word, I'm out of time, about out of time. But go on and read a little further, and you'll see the plan that Nehemiah sets about, that God gives to him to rebuild this wall and to fix the broken, to repair the breach, and so to bring the change that not only Nehemiah needed, but that his people needed to come back to God. My question to you today is, what is broken in your life right now? What's broken in your family? What is broken in your business? What is breached in your church, in your community? What is it that you see, the bad report that has come back to you? Many of us got into this business, I know I did, not just to make money, but because I was sick and tired of being sick myself and seeing other people sick. And I wanted to repair that breach. And I knew we had products that could help sick folk not be sick anymore. I knew we had things that could help women who had battled with their issue, men who had battled with issue of obesity and being overweight, that it could fix that. And so I got into this business at this opportunity because that was my chance to go back into my community, go back out into communities and repair the wall that had been damaged for so long. We did it to ourselves. We overate. We did things that were incorrect. Maybe we smoked, or maybe we lived lifestyles, riotous lifestyles, whatever the situation was. And it got us to the situation. I didn't care what got us to the situation. I just knew I needed us to get out of it. And I had the opportunity to do so. So I needed God to give me favor with the man who could give us this. And so we thank and praise God for favor with Papa. We thank and praise God for favor with artists. We thank and praise God. But artists may not be just the thing. That's just one facet. That's one part of the wall that's broken. There's some other parts of walls in your life and in the lives of your people and the lives of people you're interconnected with that are broken, that are damaged, that's destroyed, that you need to be praying, Lord, I love you. You're awesome. You are a lover of my soul, and we revere you. We love you, and we bless you. But, God, we've messed up. And as a result, we've allowed the enemy to come in and to tear down walls and destroy walls. And now our people are scattered. But, God, we love to revere your name, God. Give me favor. Grant me success today, so that I can go back and bring change, be the change that I need so desperately to see. I love you, and I bring this word to you, and I'm passionate because there's some things that we got to get up, me included, and do. Be change. You have the power to change and then be the change in somebody else's life. All right? You go about your day. And I pray God grant you much success. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Wow, wow, wow. What an on-time word, Co-Pastor Lavonna. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for the woman of God who just taught us about being the change, about Nehemiah and what he went through and how he petitioned you, Lord. And we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to just pour into her 100-fold that which she poured out to us. We know that you are capable of doing the exceeding and the abundant in her life, and we ask you right now to do so. Everything that she touches, Lord, let it multiply. Let it increase, oh God. Increase her territory. Father, increase the lives that she's touching. Lord, we ask you right now to touch Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. These are your two maidservants who said yes to your will in creating this call. We ask that you keep them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you. We ask a special hedge of protection around the Diaz de Leon family and Vice President Clement Boyd. Lord, as they continue to rebuild this thing called artists, as they continue to allow you to shake it up and make a shift, oh God, we ask that you continue to order their steps, be the light unto their feet and the lamp unto their path. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch the bereaved families. Lord, you know every need. You know they need to be comforted. You know they need care. You know they need aftercare after everyone has gone home. So, Lord, we ask that you place the right people in their path to help them through this process. Lord, give them your peace, which passes all understanding. Allow them to dwell in your secret place. Lord, we just want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. In the name of Jesus, we know that you can do more than we could ever hope, Father. And as we continue to walk according to your will, as we continue to be the change, not only in our own lives, but in the lives of others, we ask that you continue to gird our loins, to give us the strength to do that which you have called us to do it in a way that we are committed, that we know that we are walking in your perfect will. Lord, we just want to make sure that we are standing in your presence, because in your presence is the fullness of joy. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, and we give you all that we are. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray, amen, amen, and amen. If you want to hear this poignant and on-time word again, you can do so today by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND, post it on your social media, tweet it out, whatever you have to do, because this message was for such a time as this. Immediately following this call is the new MMC call, and that number is 641-715-3865, access code 539-598-POUND. Again, 641-715-3865, access code 539-598-POUND. Again, Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. Pacific, we have the Artist International Project 5000 call, and that number is 712-432-1699, access code 857-150-POUND. Again, the Artist Conference is June 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas. Please check your back office for more information. Registration is $25 until April 15th. Again, we love you. We are so thankful and honored that you join us here on this call each Monday through Friday. Co-Pastor LaVonna, would you please come forward and bring us our benediction?
Amen. We are grateful for all of the announcements, please. And we're thankful, God, for you and for the word that you gave us, the word that you gave us concerning our lives and concerning our business. Help us to be the change. Help us to be, each to be Nehemiahs in this wall as we rebuild this business and as we rebuild our lives. Father, we thank you that your word assures us in 2 Peter 3:9 that you're not slack in keeping your promises. And we know what you promised us and what you said you would do through this business and what you said you would do through this company. Now, Father, through each and every one of us, instruct us divinely as to what we ought to set out to do on today and what part we are to play. And we thank you, and we'll continue in your word and in your walk, in your will and in your way. In Jesus' name we pray, I pray much success be granted to you today and that favor be given to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is so. Be blessed.